A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell not with us this evening. Mitch Harper, BYU insider for KSLSports.com. Congratulations, KSLSports.com, hitting a 5 million page view mark and just steamrolling right now. During a time, I think, Mitch, when we thought that it'd be tough to find content, and it is, it's actually become a very a big deal for us to be able to find great stories. You're one of those pieces of that massive puzzle to be able to put together all these things. So congratulations, 5 million page views for KSLSports.com. If you do not visit KSLSports.com, if you have not converted to be a Mitchite, this is a good time to do it and follow your get your BYU and all of your local sports kicks right here on KSLSports.com, on KSL's Unrivaled, Cougar Sports Saturday on the weekend on the radio side of things, and then, of course, Sports Beat on television. Good things coming out of Broadcast House, even during some of the darkest of sports times.
I know, it's pretty amazing. Really weird. And stories like this next one have been doing pretty well on our website, because I know the Mitchites and Cougar fans, they love juicy recruiting stories. And I got to say, this next one is one of the more potentially fascinating ones if BYU continues to be in the mix.
You know, Ethan and I were reading graduates who are graduating from different places here in the state of Utah. We put the pomp and circumstance on, and it was really hard because people were sending us fake names over the past couple of hours. Okay, a lot of Amanda Hug and Kiss type of stuff from, you know, stuff that Bart would call Moe's Tavern with.
Yes.
Mac McClung sounds like an absolute fake
absolutely
name.
Absolutely. So, I can totally see Bart calling Moe now.
Is Mac McClung? Is Mac McClung here? So Mac McClung, who was not on anybody's radar, certainly around here, is a guy that out east, playing for Georgetown, found himself in a situation where they have four point guards, where he has had a very successful career at Georgetown, but he has also had some injuries and has also found himself in a place where he's competing and asked to play a position that probably he does not want to play. Mac McClung is a out of high school Army All-American kid, was highly recruited by everybody, averaged 15 points a game for Georgetown. Write him off if you're a BYU fan in the past, because you wouldn't see him even probably sniffing anything out west. But he named his top seven schools today, and after Matt Harms signed with BYU, the nation's top recruit, and now Mac McClung saying he's leaving Georgetown, he puts BYU on his list of possible final teams that this guy wants to play for. I'm like, what is going on? Is this just a function of like other big recruits looking at BYU and putting him on their last list, and so you go, oh, that's the popular team to put on there? Or does BYU actually have a shot with a guy like Mac McClung to come to play for BYU?
I think the first part there, that they're the popular team, I think that plays a part, because I think that, you know, Mac McClung looks at it and goes, hey, this Matt Harms is 7'3", and he's going to be a rim protector. He's going to protect the paint. And I think that – but also Mark Pope, Chris Burgess, and Cody Feeger and Nick Robinson, that staff has really done a great job with – and they believe in the concept of getting transfers. Like, you know, Mark Pope was a transfer. He went from Washington to Kentucky, and they're all about it. I remember when Mark Pope took the job, and he told me, he's like, transfers, Mitch, are going to be a big part of our program. And, you know, I thought at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, that can work, but this is BYU. They got high academic standards. It's like, how many of these guys can you honestly get? But he's proven everyone wrong that he can make it happen. He's getting grad transfers. This Mac McClung, he's an undergrad, but there's a good chance he could get a waiver. There's a lot of indications.
Why?
That
is it just because of?
Apparently something with the medical circumstance with surrounding how his injury was handled at Georgetown could be the premise.
So some grievance that he had there with the school.
Right,
as
with Georgetown and something in the inner workings of the program that could potentially give him an opportunity to transfer and play immediately. So that's why I think a lot of programs, like 40-plus programs, contacted this guy when he hit the portal. And BYU's in the top seven and tons of interest. And, you know, he put his name in the NBA draft process and got invitations or interviews with 11 teams, according to ESPN.com. And so there was some interest in the NBA, but not enough to the point where, like, he's 6'2". So he's got to be a point guard. He played a lot of shooting guard last year for Georgetown. So he's got to be a full-time point guard, showcase that ability, be a little bit better on his shot selection. And BYU's coaching staff is confident they can turn a guy like Mac McClung into a more efficient scorer, a guy that is handling the balls. I mean, his ball handles are top-notch. I mean, he might be – he could be Jimmer Mania type. I mean, I hate to say that, but because Jimmer is so revered in BYU lore, but this is the type of talent that could potentially go to BYU if he signs with the Cougars. He's got endless ability. He's an NBA potential talent.
It's been
talent.
1 year since Mark Pope took that job.
It's amazing.
And to see BYU getting mentioned in these – you know, and all, first of all, to have the hype that they had going into the NCAA tournament after that win at home against Gonzaga, you know, they kind of go out, you know, kind of unceremoniously against St. Mary's in the WCC tournament. But, you know, lose by a point to another, you know, a tournament team is not a bad way to go out. But the reality is that everybody looked at that team and how far they went and how far they could have gone as an Elite Eight type team, a Sweet 16, and some places a Final Four team. You add Matt Harms and then Mac McClung to the already, you know, a group coming back that is not the best guys on your team coming back, but certainly a lot of guys with a lot of experience. Suddenly BYU, I think I texted it to you earlier today. It's hard to be a preseason top 15 team in college basketball. You've got to be one of these blue blood programs. You got to be a Kansas. You got to be a North Carolina. And you got to be decent. And BYU would be in that top 15 discussion immediately if they had those two guys.
Yeah, I think they would immediately be viewed as a Sweet 16 team and beyond. I mean, that's – and again, I know BYU fans get hesitant when they hear these type of hype and expectations. But I think also Mark Pope and his program are inviting it. They want the expectations. They want the attention. They're not shying away from any of it. And I think they're taking it head on, and you feel like BYU basketball feels like they could maybe do some big things that the program has never done, and Mark Pope's just got them believing, and yeah, them being in the conversation for these type of recruits and these type of transfers is big for BYU, because I've always felt, Alex, that BYU has a lot to offer a guy that maybe is on the second go-around and as a transfer. Maybe as a kid coming out of high school, yeah, BYU might not be the spot if you got a bunch of Power 5 offers, but as a transfer where you got a little bit more focused, a little bit more mature, you got your priority set of what you want out of basketball, BYU could be a great landing spot. And I think a guy like Mac McClung would look at BYU and say, you know, this coaching staff, they've got a great track record. They've made the most out of a lot of guys on last year's roster that not many people had high expectations for, and they were 24-8 and a number 18 team in the country. You add McClung and Matt Harms, that's quite the tandem. Pair that with Alex Barcelo, Richard Harward, Wyatt Lowell, Connor Harding, Gavin Baxter.
Yeah.
BYU's got size, and if you get McClung, you suddenly got the great guard play as well.
If you look at, like, I don't know what Mark Pope says to guys. We know how great of a pitch man he is. So how much of it is him just being, like, going off of that momentum that they had going into the tournament, plus being able to get in front of kids and actually making a pitch? I don't know what makes him different. His pitch is different. What is it that makes his pitch different for BYU? Because he knows he has to tell guys exactly what BYU is right before they show up.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that, honestly, the big thing for him is his personality. I think he shoots it straight with these guys. Like, we had Matt Harms on a few weeks ago on Cougar Sports Saturday, and he's just like, I wasn't promised anything, and I kind of like that. Everyone else was promising me the world, and these coaches are like, we're going to give you every opportunity to succeed, but we're going to be honest with you every up front. And I think there's also that trust factor. Like, these guys, they've been around basketball forever, their whole life. Like, the NBA international. Like, Chris Burgess has connections up and down the entire state of California. Like, anyone that's an influential voice in California or in the West Coast, for that matter, Chris Burgess probably knows him. Like, these guys got connections. They're respected. The basketball world respects them, and I think these recruits do as well.
Let's take a break. We come back. We got news, traffic, weather right now. We got more. I'm having Mitch download some BYU info that that Scott sometimes would roll his eyes at. Okay. Although, I mean, he's the first to tell you how much he loves Mark Pope and what he's doing. Because it's good. Because on the flip side of things, you got what's going on up at the University of Utah basketball-wise. And it ain't good. Let's take the break here. We've got more to go. That's coming up next. We've got more BYU talk right around the corner. KSL's Unrivaled. Our guest is Mitch Harper, BYU Cougar Sports Saturday host, and also our BYU insider for KSLSports.com. Come right back. More to go right here on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.